With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. An illegal migrant from Guatemala being questioned by police investigating a horrific and deadly crime on the New York City subway.
NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a man walked up to a woman on the F train in Brooklyn Sunday morning and lit her clothes on fire, burning her to death.
Someone who we believe carried out one of the most depraved crimes one person could possibly commit against another human being.
The suspect also caught on the subway car's surveillance camera. The photo went out, someone saw it, and the suspect was arrested later in the day on another subway. Julie Walker, New York.
Luigi Mangione, the man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, has pleaded not guilty to murder and terror charges. This in a state case that will run parallel to his federal prosecution. Also at SRNNews.com, Panama's president vows to resist any attempt by the U.S. to regain control of the Panama Canal. President-elect Trump accusing Panama of violating terms of an agreement that saw the U.S. surrender control of the strategic waterway.
When President Jimmy Carter foolishly gave it away for $1 during his term in office, it was solely for Panama to manage and not for China or any other country to manage. You see what's going on there?
Communist China now heavily invested in the canal, an engineering marvel built by the U.S. back in the early 20th century. Department store Nordstrom has agreed to be acquired and taken private by the Nordstrom family members and a Mexican retail group for $6.25 billion. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 114 points, while the Nasdaq trading 96 points higher. This is SRN News. A new look at religious persecution around the globe.
The Pew Research Center has crunched the numbers for 2022, the last year for which all the data is in, and it reveals that 30% of the countries in the world feature strong persecution of faith groups by the government. That's the highest percentage since Pew started measuring the problem back in 2007. The Pew list of countries with repressive governments includes the usual suspects: China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Eritrea, and Sudan. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says a 155-pound marble slab was acquired by a buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports that the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 million to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding. This is SRN News. Well, for this retailer, the party's over.
Party City says it's going to wind down its retail and wholesale operations as it prepares to shutter some 700 stores nationwide. For nearly 40 years, people flocked to Party City for Halloween costumes, children's birthday parties, and decorations for New Year's Eve, and has been facing growing competition from Walmart and Target. Jason Walker reporting.
The feds are investigating last week's deadly West Texas collision involving a Union Pacific train and a tractor trailer that was hauling heavy equipment. They're trying to determine why the tractor trailer was stopped on the railroad tracks. Two employees of Omaha-based Union Pacific were killed in the crash that took place on Wednesday. It happened at a grade crossing in Pecos in West Texas. More details, SRNNews.com.